It seems that finally some folks are getting the message when it comes to the economy and student debt. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 10th day of July. Thanks for being with us. In other news, Kentucky has a plan to separate you from your money. Some labor news out of Union Pacific. Hey, it's Monday, so we do have some box office news for you. Say it ain't so, consumers can't find sriracha hot sauce. What's going on? We've got the Wall Street Report, and it seems that Threads is a thing. For the interview, we'll welcome back Patrick Palmer and his business venture that works in the world of adult films and adult film stars. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you're with us again today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're one of the folks still there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And on Threads, yes, we're there as well, at Insight on Business. Well, it's starting to sink in. If you remember, here on this program, we talked about the economic impact that would be created by the Supreme Court overturning the Biden student loan forgiveness program. You know, that's the plan that would have canceled up to $20,000 in federal student loans for 43 million borrowers. 20 million would have had their loans erased entirely. The court ruled that the plan exceeded the government's authority. We said then that it would seem that nobody is thinking about the economic impact all of this will have. Student loan repayments were halted back in 2020 during the height of the pandemic. Those payments are scheduled to kick back in again this October. The restart of those payments will force many people to start paying hundreds of dollars in loans each month, money that they had been spending elsewhere for the past 3 years. Their pullback in spending on goods and services won't likely make a serious dent in the $26 trillion U.S. economy, which happens to be the world's largest. Any pain instead will be concentrated in a couple of industries, notably e-commerce companies, bars and restaurants, and some major retailers. And now, those industries are being put on alert that sales projections could slow dramatically. And it's not just us sounding the alarm. The Associated Press is reporting that Deutsche Bank analysts who follow the retail industry estimate that the resumption of the loan payments could shrink consumer spending by $14 billion a month, or an average of $305 per borrower. The biggest blow, they say, will likely be absorbed by online commerce and mail order companies and by restaurants and bars. And some of the retail giants that could be affected? Kohl's. And yeah, even Costco. We'll see how all this plays out in the fourth quarter. Speaking of money, the state of Kentucky has just approved a way to separate you from your money. Think sports betting. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission approved parimutuel wagering to begin September 7 for retail at in-person locations like tracks and its extension facilities and simulcast venues. Regulations for mobile operations will start on September 28. It looks like a new labor deal with a major railroad. The AP is reporting that Union Pacific Railroad has reached a tentative deal with a major union regarding paid sick leave. The railroad and the International Association of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers said that the deal provides up to 8 paid sick leave days to around 5,900 railroad employees. While all Union Pacific employees receive some form of paid leave, the proposed agreement will provide the union members an additional 5 paid sick days annually, prorated for 2023. Starting next year, they also will have the ability to convert up to 3 paid leave days to use as paid sick time. If ratified by workers, Union Pacific, which is based in Omaha, Nebraska, will have paid sick leave agreements in place with all 13 of its labor unions, making it the 2nd railroad in the industry to do so. Talks about pay and benefits at other rail lines, they continue. The Dow snapped a 3-day losing streak and bounced into the green today. I'll have those numbers from Wall Street for you in just a bit. Today being Monday, we've got some hot box office news for you. The new Indiana Jones movie, which is the 5th in the series, was the top trending movie for only one weekend. In its 2nd weekend in theaters, the Disney release was usurped by another franchise 5th, Insidious, The Red Door. The horror film, starring and directed by Patrick Wilson, scared up $32.7 million in ticket sales from 3,100 theaters, according to studio estimates. It did better than the last installment, Insidious The Last Key, from 2018, and is the most of any PG-13 horror movie has earned in its debut in the past 2 years. It was sort of shrewd of Sony to release Insidious on the weekend between two Hollywood tentpoles, in this case, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, and Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1, which opens on Wednesday. But it was still a surprise that it was able to take number one from something as well known as Indiana Jones. But folks do love to be scared, right? We're used to seeing it everywhere. Restaurants, grocery stores, in homes, all across the nation. But now it's hard to come by anywhere, and folks are demanding a pretty price. What are we talking about? That iconic green-capped Sriracha hot sauce. And prices, if you can find it, have skyrocketed on places like eBay and Amazon. It's been more than a year since those red bottles of Sriracha with green caps and rooster logo, manufactured by California-based Hufong Foods, first began vanishing off of store shelves. So what's going on? Well, the Sriracha shortage, caused by a lack of chili peppers central to the recipe of the popular hot sauce, has inspired some enterprising individuals to resell their coveted stock to those willing to spend a pretty penny to obtain a bottle or two. Once priced at under $10, now people are putting it up for sale on eBay and Amazon for up to 10 times that amount. In one example, a 12-pack of 28-ounce bottles sold for $415, or over $34.50 a bottle, after receiving 28 bids. One seller on the site was selling bottles of the same size for around $30 each, while another offered the product for $80 a pop. Back in April of last year, Hufong, the maker of the hot sauce, said it was having trouble sourcing enough red jalapeno peppers from farms in California, New Mexico, and Mexico that were experiencing hot temperatures and historic droughts. When will it all get back to normal? Well, the company said they have no idea. As investors wait on inflation data, that is projected, by the way, to show yet another decrease, the Dow picked up 209 points on the day, ending the trade at 33,944, while the NASDAQ added 24 points to finish at 13,685, and the S&P 500 picked up 10 points to close at 4409. Stocks struggled most of the morning, but by the afternoon, equities scored gains on optimism that the next major U.S. inflation report could include signs of easing price gains. That report, once again, is due out on Wednesday. West Texas Intermediate crude fell on the day, down by 65 cents to $73.21 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with how Threads, the new social media app by Meta, is doing, as it looks like it's living up to its billing as the Twitter killer. Twitter traffic fell 5% Thursday and Friday compared with the previous week, and 11% compared with the previous year, according to web analytics firm SimilarWeb. Meta's new app has already generated 100 million signups since launching last week, beating OpenAI's ChatGPT, which became one of the fastest-growing consumer products earlier this year. ChatGPT had 10 million daily users signing up in 40 days and 100 million monthly users in nearly 2 months. Meta executive Adam Morassi says Threads will not be promoting politics and hard news discussions because, while important, they often bring unwanted negativity. Twitter is threatening to sue Meta over Threads, alleging in a lawyer's letter that the app is a copycat of its platform and that Meta hired its former employees to work on the project, stealing trade secrets to launch it. Meta, by the way, has denied the allegations. Meanwhile, Twitter owner Elon Musk is suing the law firm that represented the social media platform Twitter at the time of his purchase. Stay with us and click ahead to learn more about the side business our friend Patrick Palmer has created. Since 2020, he's become quite the expert when it comes to the business of adult films and their stars, past and present. Patrick Palmer for the interview.